my key word for 2017 is decide. Sometimes you just have to make the decision. Either it's a short-term gain worth sacrificing something for the long-term.
Hmm. Yeah, the one planning aspect that I always kind of stumps folks when you're kind of initially doing an interview with them, and I'll ask them, what's your budget? What does your expenses look like in retirement? And they have really no idea.
Right.
So that's the one key one that I would really emphasize to folks out there listening, is that really start to track that and get a good handle on that, because that's what helps your planner really project what it is that you're truly going to need in retirement.
Absolutely.
As we're talking about the Campbell & Company Retirement Master Plan here and the checklist for pre-retirees, we save and save and save and save. But most cases, myself included, I really don't know what I am saving for. I just know I'm saving. With the Campbell & Company Master Plan, does that put it into focus? Here is what you are. Here's a goal, I guess. It gives you a goal to save for. Would that be accurate?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that, you're a younger guy. You're still working hard. You have a young family. And that's okay. You have your head down. And you really do just have to save as much as you possibly can. But folks, getting to that 5 or 6 year mark out, they're the ones that have to really sit there and get serious and start evaluating, what do my expenses look like? What are they going to look like? And how much have I actually saved?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough for younger folks to really pinpoint that because, so much can happen. You have such a longer time horizon.
Yeah.
So many different things can happen there. But it's definitely important for folks to just get a good handle on that stuff.